It seems like too much fun to be science education. Kids are getting a chance to milk cows, pet ferrets, and listen to the heartbeats of sheep. This event is a way for vet students to share their love of veterinary medicine. Kids and parents crowd around the exhibits at the Michigan State University Vet-A-Visit to see the critters. For one of the animal stars, the crowds were just a little too much.
My name is Sarah, and this is a Merlin falcon that is fairly used to people being around, and they're used for education, so crowds don't bother them for short periods of time, but they take breaks every now and then. She gets a little agitated sometimes. This is one of the more high-strung birds.
Mostly, though, the animal participants show considerable patience with being on display, especially the cow, who is being milked by lots of inexperienced hands. Sam is a grade schooler, and he's serious about learning how to do it right. A vet student shows him how.
I'll show you. So you're going to have your hand like that.
Yeah.
Make a fist.
Fist and squeeze.
Oh, good job.
There you go.
Yay!
Whoa.
Did you see it come out?
Yeah.
Good job.
Cool.
While getting handled by amateur milkers all day might seem a little intrusive, it's not nearly as personal as people sticking their hands into your stomach. Another nearby cow has a porthole in her ribcage. Kids are actually putting their hands inside to feel the digestive process. That's what Erica just did, after putting on a very long plastic glove.
What I just did, I put my hand in the cow's like stomach and everything. I felt hay and everything. It's all slimy and everything. It's warm, too. It's like all broken down. Kind of funny and everything. Gross.
While many of the Vet-A-Visit exhibits are live animals, there are plenty of skulls and bones. One vet student is showing something most kids have never seen, a preserved stillborn lamb cut down the center to show the insides.
My name is Daniela. So this is our lamb here, and he's been preserved with silicone so that we can teach students and future students from him, and that way they can see the actual anatomy inside. So they can see, you know, they can see the lungs, and they can see the stomach and his intestines. And some of the kids are kind of grossed out, but most of them are really interested. And you can see their love of medicine just growing, and it's really cool to see their eyes light up, and they come over and they want to touch them. And it's a lot of fun.
Judging from the laughter and the carnival atmosphere, apparently kids are having fun. The vet students also seem to be having fun, like the goat keeper over at the petting zoo.
I'm Molly, and I'm a first-year vet student here at Michigan State, and this is a little alpine goat. He's a male. He's about a year old, and he's been eating people's sleeves all day long. It definitely reminds you why you're doing all this when you're sitting in class all day long, so it's nice.
Some of the kids are here just for the fun of it, and it's hard to say how many might actually end up as veterinarians. Some are apparently on the right track, as we found out from one little girl, Grace, after she visited some household pets.
The cats, the little cats and the big cats and the doggies.
And what were they doing?
They loved me.
Do you think you might want to be a vet someday?
I am. I listen to the heartbeat. I just listen in my ears.
Of course, it might be a few years before Grace is licensed. But who knows? For the GLRC, I'm Melissa Ingalls.